Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
On social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts, I go now.
All right, what do you say to that?
Use to call criminals because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to Benson right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You need to be part of the solution, okay? Otherwise, you're part of the problem. You know what I mean? Anyway, like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Got a lot going on. Hey, Zoe will join us here shortly. Always appreciate his time with me. Got a lot to deal with. Hope you enjoyed last night. Yeah, Whiskey Dave joined us. It was filled in for me. Always appreciate it when he does. He's got good guests. He's got a great take. You know, it's funny. Next time he's on, right, next time he guest hosts for me, you need to encourage him. And I don't say that because he doesn't have faith in himself. Dave has got great commentary skills. All right? And as you know, we're not exactly on the same page. He's probably more of a libertarian than I am. Well, he is more of a libertarian than I am. But he takes a great viewpoint on things. He comes at things from a very logical standpoint. And you need to encourage him to do more of that. I mean, I like his guests and all that. But I love listening to him talk about the issues today. I love to listen to his input on what he believes, to be true. All right, you've been hearing this all day long, and I know it's... I hate changing stations and hearing the same story over and over and over again. Okay? But this is too big to kind of blow over. The IRS whistleblower is not a political person, and he has documents to prove the Hunter Biden allegations. Right? I mean, there's a shock, but this is proof positive over and over. Here you've got documents that can prove that the money went into the man's account, the old man, the big man, whatever. Okay, you can check it out. You see its truth, and nothing's happening. And yet with Donald Trump and others, as we've seen, many of the January 6th people, as we've seen, you can see that they're digging between the lines, between every letter, in every word, to try to find something that Donald's done bad. So they're fighting and scraping to figure it out. Where the stuff on Hunter Biden's been handed to them, right? Put right in their lap, they don't care. It's not about truth. It's not about reality. In any stretch. So, some of you last night, I'm going to bring this up now. I'll probably talk about it more later. But because I do these stories every night. And it's so proof positive that the left not only has an agenda, but they are bent on getting their way or else, and they don't really care what you have to say. They're not willing to look at the other. Once they make a decision, they're not interested. Okay, I had at my school board meeting, I had a person come up and accuse me of spewing, listen carefully, spewing hateful information, misinformation. Why? Because I was pushing and touting Detransition Day, which I think should be Detransition Month. I think every time they talk about transitioning into school, they should show detransitioning information as well. Because you've got thousands and thousands of kids being pulled in, dragged into this transitioning, and everybody thinks it's wonderful, and everything's going to be fine afterward. You come to find out it's not. And when they come to find out it's not, who are they blaming? Not the government. They're blaming their parents. As well, they should do to a degree. Because some of you parents are allowing this to happen because you don't want little Johnny, Sally, Susie, whatever, to feel bad. And when you actually look into the numbers and you do your homework, you find out the suicidal ideology is still there afterward. The sex change operation did nothing for them. Nothing to straighten them out, nothing to help them. In almost every case. But when you start listening to these kids, the suffering they're going through because of what they weren't told, because of what they weren't counseled, common thread, nobody told the girls that they wouldn't be able to have children afterward. Now, I know some of you probably thought the first thing that I thought was, oh, my God, well, what's wrong? Did you skip anatomy class? Did you skip? Well, maybe they're not teaching us in biology. How one gets pregnant. How the reproductive system really is supposed to work and does work. Right? Yeah, we got to do that. Can't tell them. So like I always said, you want to push abortion in school? Okay. No problem. What you got to do? Show it in biology class. Show the video of it happening. Show the video of what it is you're sucking out of your body or ripping apart. Then we're good. Then I have no argument. You get to see it. Anyway. Lawyer for the IRS whistleblower alleging the Biden administration is mishandling the federal investigation. Remember, they weren't going to go near it. They weren't going to touch it. But they are. This client, he said his client's not a political person, does not have a political agenda, does not have document, but does have documents to support his allegations that he hopes to bring to both congressional Democrats and Republicans. Let's see what they do with those. It's just amazing. They don't stop trying to protect this kid. Who was he? Hunter, right? The president of the United States, one of the smartest men on the planet. He should have said one of the smartest con men on the planet. Anyway, don't miss your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
I got to make an observation. So I'm looking, you guys know I have a TV over my shoulder for news and that kind of thing. And I'm looking over my shoulder and I start to realize I'm watching more of these interviews being done from home, right? And it used to be a while back, you know, before the COVID, you know, people, you had to go to the studio. I know, I used to go to CNN, RT, places like that all the time. Yeah, they pick you up and they drive you in and you sit in a little room. I think it's like 5x5. It's really small. And because you know, unless you're there at the desk with them. So anyway, long and short of it is, you know, it's very professional looking. Now you look, and the guy's in his closet, or he's in his bedroom, Has it made this bed? Maybe he's made this bed. I don't know. Leaves his shade open. Got stuff on the counter. You're thinking to yourself, okay, I get the fact that it's easier, cheaper, and technology has made it. But my God, make an attempt. Just make an attempt, my God. Put up an old bath towel behind you that's a solid color. Anything to make you look a tad more professional. I don't know. But here's a guy that's always professional. Love having him on. Alfonso Rachel joins me. I appreciate. You know, Zoe, you hear these people. Some of them sound like they're broadcasting from their bathroom.
Yeah, man. And you know what? That's why I've been trying to, like, up my game. And I've still got some work to do, man. And, but yeah, it's if you're going to be broadcasting, you know, try to, you know, I mean,
I'm a little bit,
right? And I'm a very casual guy, as you see. I come on my interviews with t-shirts and my hat on backwards and stuff like that. It's like, yeah, but you know, that's been my shtick, though. That's been my thing. That's how I started with this whole thing. This very casual approach to conservatism. And, yeah, bad audio and bad lighting and all, man. I guess maybe in a way this kind of stuff is a little bit my fault. Because it's like, well, if that Zoe knucklehead can do it, we can go ahead and do it.
No, but you know, but look at you. You made it even without a suit and tie, you know? I had a guy that wanted to make me over because he was going to make, you know, he was going to make me go and all this other stuff. And started telling me I had to, you know, comb my hair a certain way and shave and do this and do that. And, oh, yeah, get my eyebrows trimmed on a regular basis.
You go queer eye on a straight guy on you?
No. And wear a tie and a shirt. And I said, so what? How did Bongino make it? I went down a whole list of people. You know what I'm saying? How did these guys get anywhere? If you have to wear a suit and tie and you know that kind of stuff, and I'm not buying. It doesn't work for me. You know, people listen to you because of who you are. They listen to you because they like your message, not because you have your tie on straight, right?
As long as you got your head on straight, your tie, I guess.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Okay, I'm not that one, yeah. So, hey, I'm going to have a little fun with you before. I'm probably going to talk about it more later on, but I thought this was great. So somebody, you know, last night was my school board meeting, and I always get a kick out of the people. I really do always get a kick out of the people that show up. Anyway, so one person came up and was livid at me because I was spewing hate speech and misinformation. Which is the norm. The left always says that about the right, right? So, but here's the deal. Here's what they were upset about. My hate speech and misinformation was promoting Detransition Day. So, I was talking about and putting links up to, you know, kids that are detransitioned. And you could see the pain in them. You could see that they felt betrayed. You could see, you know, they're for all intents and purposes, they're yelling at their parents going, you know, why? How did you let this happen to me? How did you allow this to happen to me? I can't have children. Did you know I wasn't going to be able to have children if I did this? They told us that we were going to be able to, you know, transition back. This, you know, they lied to them. And I'm sorry, but I'm going to say it. And you parents allowed it. But this person was very upset because I was spewing information that hurt the transitioners. So now if you're going to hurt the group that's doing something wrong to begin with, that's doing something that isn't going to help to begin with, you have to allow other people to sacrifice their kids to make it okay.
Yes, indeed. So, I mean, at what point do we figure out, like, when you're supposed to listen to children and when you're not supposed to? Right? It's like, because that's what this whole thing is, you're predicated on, right? We have to listen to the children. We have to believe them. We have to believe the children. Okay, well, at what point do you decide, well, I don't believe them anymore? When they really want to hurt themselves, you're supposed to believe them. And when they realize that they hurt themselves, they say, hey, this hurt, you're supposed to stop believing them?
All right. Well, you know, even stupid things, dude. You know, these kids, and a lot of the girls that had transitioned to male or took the hormone or went to the operations and whatever, you know, they're kind of, did you know I wasn't going to be able to have kids? That seemed to be the common thread. Did you know I would never be able to have children? Why didn't anybody tell us that we would never be able to have children? Now, I'm a jerk, so my first thought is, didn't you take biology class, right? I mean, seriously? But they're right. Why don't you look at these kids and say, you understand, here's the ramifications of what you're doing?
Well, see, but that's the thing. Now, this is, I guess, when those parents would have an epiphany and be like, well, how are they supposed to understand, you know, what the ramifications were? It's like, exactly. You assume that it's such a weird thing with you freaky liberal parents. You thought that as like a 3-year-old child, they were fully competent about what they were doing and what they wanted to be. But as they got older, you know, when you get older, you get a little bit more life experience and you get a little bit more of a heads up what's going on. You mean to tell me that now that they're older and can reflect on these things, they're stupid now and they don't know what they're talking about? So these people who are at your board meetings, it's like, man, what the crap is going on? I don't even see. It's like there's some sort of I don't understand, man, how it could be made to where you have to sit at the same table with these people, man. These nuts. These people are nuts. It's like what sort of sick justice is this, where it's like these people have some sort of say. You know, I'm all about the First Amendment and freedom of speech and all that sort of stuff, but you know, we have the First Amendment to tell these people, okay, you know what, you're crazy. We have the First Amendment to be able to say that. You say, you're nuts. Right? And exercise some discernment to say that, hey, man, you don't belong in the position that you're in. You know what I'm saying?
I would love to have the ability to ask them and say to them, okay, so science says this. This is what's going on. These kids, so are you saying the detransition kids that are upset? Because you're always talking about the kids, if it harms one child. You ever hear this one? If it harms one child, if we can save one child, we shouldn't be doing it. And they're going, okay, well, how many detransitioning kids or kids that transition committed suicide because they can't believe what they did to themselves?
Hey, right? Man, you said it right.
Yeah, they don't want to hear it. Ooh, huh. No, not that.
Yeah, strange, man.
It is. It drives me nuts. All right, we're going to go to break, but while we're going to break, while we're in break, if you would, apparently now anti-trans laws hurt children. And Jesus had plenty to say about hurting children. Talk about that more into the side. You already know where this is going. We'll talk about this more into the side of the break. Don't forget, your host, Zoe, will join us when we return.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court is striking down Republican-drawn congressional districts in Alabama that critics say discriminated against black voters. Outside the Supreme Court, Julie Ainsley says the decision was a surprise.
When they drew their congressional boundaries, they did not allow civil rights groups, namely black voters, to remedy those violations that they thought that they were committing.
The nation's highest court voted 5-4 against Alabama. It means the 7 congressional districts will now be redrawn. The case comes from litigation over the new congressional district map that was drawn by a Republican-controlled Alabama legislature after the census in 2020. California Governor Gavin Newsom will sit for an interview with Fox News host Sean Hannity. The network said the interview will air next week. It'll be the Democrats' first sit-down with the conservative news channel in over a decade. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We're back. Come to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Let me bring him on, because I got to ask him a question here. Alfonso Rachel joins me, as he does every week. Always love having him on with me. He is the host of the Zopian Den, Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, and Zoloft, and again, soon to return, soulfoodradio.net. And also, you know, I was thinking about what we were talking about during the break, the story that we're going to do in a second. You made a comment, you know, they have to twist things like a pretzel to get, you know, the meaning that they need to get, right? We should write a Bible. You and I should write a Bible. The Unholy Bible According to Pretzel. I don't know. I mean, something that would, because some of the stuff you read, you go, oh, my God. How do you, I mean, it's just kind of like the Bible says, you know, if you lie, stop, kind of real simple. And yet you probably see volumes written around, well, what is a lie, really? You know, right?
I think you already know this. That book has pretty much been written. C.S. Lewis, basically writing in the Screwtape Letters,
right? Okay,
in a fitting name, right? Because it is a total screwing of scripture, and it's like a tape. Right? It's going to stick to you, or it's going to record. It makes this imprint. It records like magnetic tape. It just records on these people. Right? So, yeah, that book's been written, man. And, yeah. So, meaning you're on the right track. You got the
It's great. So this article in particular says that anti-trans laws hurt children. Jesus had plenty to say about that. So they go through this whole story. 44 states currently have anti-trans. Now, you notice this? Not pro-child protection, but anti-trans legislation. Okay? And they run the gambit from banning drag performances, you know, where a man dressed up as a woman wiggles the cheeks of his butt in your kid's face. prohibiting care of... prohibiting care to trans youth, not cutting off parts and pieces and doing more damage. No, prohibiting care. Now, if they really wanted care for trans youth, they would mandate that they go to more than less than an hour of, you know, a mental consulting or be with a psychiatrist or what have you. No, most of these kids you talk to go through 2 20-minute sessions, and then all of a sudden they're given drugs and shots and all kinds of other stuff. Right? Now, we expect the crazies to be for this and work with this, right? But our so-called, because I know you're going to get on my case if I call them Christians, our so-called Christian brothers and sisters are fine with this bill, okay? Are fine with kids transitioning, because we're not supposed to do any harm to kids. They talk about the harm that kids who feel they're in the wrong body, that God made a major mistake, you know, that they're in the wrong body and they need to make the change to fix God's mistake, right? And it's because we're stuck on I'm just throwing this stuff out there and you can comment in a second. Because we're stuck on traditional heteronormality, whatever they call it. The word's not even in the dictionary. I couldn't find it. You know, so during the break, I was telling you, here they are talking about more than 8 out of 10 kids, trans kids, have contemplated suicide. But why? Because they can't get the parts and pieces cut off? Or is it because they're having mental anguish? They're having problems. They're unsure who they are. And mom and dad, you're not helping them.
Well, it's so. I reckon they're trying to say that it's our fault that they got, like, suicidal ideation. Yes. Because we're the ones who force this social construct that they've done something wrong. And it's like, no, they are finding out themselves that they still feel incomplete. They don't feel complete. And not only that, after going through all of this, they discovered that they feel incomplete. And now there's really not much they can do about it because they can't go back. You know, so their parents emboldened them to go to this point of no return, and the parents don't want to accept any responsibility now. And man, Christians, you know, people need to make up their mind, because remember, Joe, it used to be the argument, well, you know, God may be gay, and God doesn't make mistakes, does he? Now, it's like,
ooh,
God is,
that's a good right? point.
God is fallible now. God made a mistake, so now they have to take it upon themselves to correct what God messed up on. Okay. Keep moving the bar, don't they?
Wow. I hadn't even, yeah, good point. I really hadn't even thought about that, right?
Thought about it more than these nuts do, man.
Well, let me go on with a couple of other key points, according to them in the article, right? And to say, Jesus told his disciples that they must become like children to enter into the kingdom. And he said it would be better for a millstone to be placed around a person's neck and to drown than for that person to make life unnecessarily hard for children. So what happens when these kids transition? And then, as I've seen over and over and over again with some of these videos, when the kids come back, go, why did you let me do this? I'm still miserable. I'm still suicidal. And now I can't have children.
Man. Well, like you called it out, man, that, you know, the Lord is just going to go straight gangsta on them, man. It's like, I'm going to do you one better than concrete shoes, baby. I'm going to take this heavy millstone. And I'm going to put it on your neck like a big old medallion. I'm going to toss you behind it. Matter of fact, you wish this what I was going to do to you.
It's like that, right?
Right? It's like, so you can see Jesus with that full-on Godfather voice. Yeah, I'm going to... Let me tell you what I'm going to do here.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, my goodness. You don't want none of that, man. We're trying to tell you.
I know. They don't... Look, they finish off with this, right? The ability for children to flourish mattered so much to Jesus, and it should matter to you. We cannot call ourselves followers of Jesus, who said, let the little children come to me, if we keep past laws that push them away. Go ahead, brother. Okay. Have some fun with this one.
So these people are, they don't see them, they don't realize that they are the stumbling blocks. They have totally gotten in the way. I mean, really made these kids fall on their face, you know, embolden them to do that. And when, you know, we're talking about let the children come to me, and you want to and accept them. It's like, man, accept them, the kingdom like a child. It's not just about having an overactive imagination and accepting the kingdom, you know, like a child, like with this childlike imagination. It's also the other way around, in you're supposed to embrace the kingdom like a child, as if it was a child that was abandoned. You know what I'm saying? It's like, would you turn away a kid? Like a kid came to your door. It's like, you know, I'm hungry or I'm lost or something like that. I'm, you know, was walking home from school and I took a wrong turn and I don't know where I am. Well, you accept that you accept them and say, okay, well, let's see what we can do to get you home. Mm-hmm. You accept the kingdom like that. You know what I'm saying? It's, yeah. And it's, like I said, you're not supposed to just accept the kingdom with an overactive imagination, like these people are doing with their children. It's like, dude, you have an overactive imagination. If you think that God made a mistake and this kid who's a boy thinks he's a girl and you're going along with that line of thinking too, and you're going to change him into something different, that's an overactive imagination, and that is not what the Lord is talking about.
No, but I mean, think of the twisting, like you say, and it's true. Think of the twisting and the turning, and the jumps and the pretzeling they have to do to make this fit what they're trying to sell. And the sad part is that so many, what I call Sunday go to meeting Christians, don't know the Bible. They don't know any scripture other. I mean, like John 3:16. And matter of fact, they'll tell you John 3:16. How many of them could actually quote John 3:16, right? I mean, seriously. So they'll talk, well, God helps those who help themselves. Really? What scripture verse is that? I mean, really, it's stupid stuff. I'm sorry, but it's true. You don't spew things that you don't know to be true. Just because you heard it somewhere doesn't make it truth. And that's the problem. They don't. Not only do they not know scripture, they don't believe it. You agree?
They can't believe it with the things that they're doing. You know, it's you know, coming up with things like, you know, God helps those who help themselves. Like I mean, yeah, there's things that you can pull together in the Bible, and there's the context for that there. But you know, you can't just condense it into that. And also assume that you can lean on your own understanding, because the Lord tells us not to do that too. So, you know, if you're assuming that you're doing something and helping yourself, it's like, well, if you're not doing that with God's help, then I guarantee you're going to basically do something wrong.
And
the way
apart.
It's right to you is going to lead to death.
Yeah. All right. Well, when we come back, I feel sorry for you, my brother, because according to this article, the climate change gods, they tend to target African Americans and or black people. All right?
Yeah.
So, don't know what to tell you. I don't know why you moved to Texas. Joe Pizzuto, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after this.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Don't be kidding yourself. Listen, some of you love to write me emails. Jessica, I don't... First of all, if you're going to write emails to me just to complain... Why do you waste your time? Because you know all I do is make fun of them, or I don't even I read them and just delete them. But if it makes you feel good, if it keeps you from doing anything dangerous, fine. But when we play clips like that, I'm not making fun of people with true mental illnesses. I'm making fun of people who think they have mental illnesses because they don't want to get off their butts, because they don't want to do the job they're supposed to do, because they don't want to act right. Very few, look it, I am what's considered technically morbidly obese because of my weight. Okay? I'm not blaming anybody for that. If you have a physical, if you truly have a medical condition, I'm not talking about you. And if you don't know that, then you've not listened to the show. But for those of you who have hand and mouth disease, that's a whole different animal. Right? On your way home to have dinner, what do you stop for? A hot fudge sundae because you're just not feeling it. You know. Instead of having the foot long, you can have the 6-inch. You know what I'm saying here? You don't need 3 helpings of mashed potatoes and 5 dinner rolls. You don't need that. It's just that you want it and you want to take it in. And then you want to blame everybody else. Here, let me bring him back because he'll have some fun with this too. Then you want to blame everybody else. Alfonso Rachel joins me. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. We had a TikToker that went off on the fact, she if you see her, she's got to be at least 400 pounds, okay? And she demands, you ready for this one? She demands that when you buy a ticket on the airline, if your butt, caboose, can't fit in the seat, that they give you the second seat for free. Or the third. Whatever you need in that row is what you get.
Oh, we're back to this one again?
No. Yeah,
this has been going on for a long time. People that, you know, the people who are, you know, I guess, you know, larger than average size, man, you don't want to, you know, see, sometimes, you know, you got people who are going to do that. They feel like they shouldn't have to pay for the extra seat, you know, and it's like, look, if you can afford the amount of food that you're eating,
that's a good point.
You can afford that. You can afford to pay for that extra seat. Let's just be real. Let's just call it.
Yeah. No, I look at. I'm with you. They complained for a while about that we should make the seatbelts in planes bigger to begin with, and so they don't have to have an extension seatbelt when you're a tad larger than normal. Okay, like really seriously, right?
But to be real though, I mean. All kidding aside, it's not even so much about. I mean, I feel for folks who, like, you know, maybe struggling with their weight and stuff like that, man. Because it ain't all about. It's not all about being a glutton. You know, it's like we see people who may be overweight, and we're like, man, that person's just an overeater, and they don't have no self control and all this sort of stuff. That's really not a lot of what it is, man. I ain't trying to make excuses for anybody or anything like that. Our food is jacked up, Joe, and the stuff that we're told is healthy is BS. It is just not true.
I'll give you that. You got me on that one. I'll give you that. But I mean, how many, well, you probably hang around good people, but I mean, I sit around with people, go to meetings and what have you, and I'm watching what they eat. I'm just as bad as them. Whoever has fresh fruit, fresh vegetables, some of them will have a salad, right? Like they're doing good. Oh, me a chicken salad, right? And then what do they put? They put 2.5 pounds of honey mustard on it while they're having 2 or 3 dinner rolls. And see, you're laughing because you know I'm right.
That's right, man. And can,
hey, listen,
right.
Can I have some more butter? Because I just used the whole tray there. I'd like some more. I mean, come on. Give me a break.
Man, I remember I used to try being a vegetarian back in the day, right? And I was overweight then, right? So I'm thinking I'm eating healthy, man. It's like I stop at a Burger King. Can I get the veggie whopper? Can I get the veggie whopper? Don't put the meat because I'm thinking that it's the meat that makes you overweight and that's got all the fat and the calories, right? Turns out animal fat is what we actually need. Our body recognizes what that is and knows what to do with it. Yep. Rather than these other oils and the bread, the gluten, it's like I'm thinking I'm eating healthy and stuff like that. It's like I'm stuffing my face with this. I'm eating healthy. And it's not true, you know? So it's like, yeah, there's...
I know, but it's just kind of like, stop. If you're one of those people that really looking at yourself, and you can honestly... There was a show on the BBC, it was like, you are what you eat, or whatever it was, and she was a little short woman, it was hilarious to watch what she did, but what she would do is they would film people eating all week, and their perception of what they shoved in their mouth and what they actually ate were two different things. Two totally different things. And she would line up a table on Saturday with everything they ate during the week. I mean, it was gross, but... They would walk out, look at the table, and go, oh my God, really? I don't. Yeah. No, I didn't eat that this week. It's like, wait a minute. If we have cameras showing you did, you know? So,
I tell you what, folks, if you're wondering, because like, there's a lot of people out there, you know, health food gurus out there and telling all sorts of stuff, and I don't really go for a lot of that stuff either. It's like, at the end of the day, it's like, what does the Lord say we can eat? You know, you know, because you're going to have people telling, well, this fruit's bad for you, this fruit's bad for you, and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, I'm like looking at what the Lord ate, and I'm like, you know what, I'm cool with that. And, you know, there's just, you got to consider what it is that you're taking in. Experiment, folks, you know, experiment with what you're eating. It's like, okay, I know that this has sugar free, and I may have to cut that out for a little bit. You know, so at any rate, Joe, all that to say, I kind of feel for where these people are coming, because it's frustrating, man. It's frustrating about what people are trying to do. They may be trying to lose weight, and no matter what they try, they can't seem to do it.
Right.
And it's like, you know, well, that's because a lot of the food that's available to us and marketed to us as healthy, even though you may be trying, it's a farce.
Yep. No, it's, I'll give you stuff, but listen, I'm going to go even a little further. You know, there are some people, because it's not them, you know, it's you're very familiar with this. It's because of skin color. And apparently, climate change, you know, cooling, warming crisis, somehow has the same gene that COVID-19, where it only attacks certain people. Well, according to a new article and new information, apparently black people are 40% more likely, okay, than whites and others to be exposed to have an adverse situation with climate change. Apparently it attacks, and they say that it attacks black areas where, you know, there's a lot of black folks, because, you know, they don't actually say it. They kind of dance around it because, you know, it's the lower socioeconomic areas. And you brought up a good point during the break. Aren't most of those areas run by Democrats? I'm just asking.
Yes, they are. Man, that just seems to be the place where they're so concerned about climate change. It's like, wow, it just so happens that those places are run by Democrats. Doesn't seem like the climate is getting much better where you guys are. It always seems to be getting worse. And you know what? In order to show that you're really a good person, Joe, you better care about them black folks, right? Because they're so weak and feeble-minded, and you got to hold their hand through everything, and you're just not a good person if you don't care about black people. And that's how they make sure that they get the sympathy vote for every cause they want to do, is to roll out black folks for us to feel sorry for, because we're so feeble-minded and stupid and incapable of doing anything on our own. You know, and even the weather, Joe, even the weather, oh my goodness, this thing that species after species have survived on this planet for God knows how long, but us, we black folks, we can't handle a change in the weather.
They don't see their own. One of the items they give as proof is that this past March, with a severe tornado, leveled much of a black majority rural town in rural. See, it went looking for you guys, I'm telling you. Okay. I mean, think of how this is laid out. Went down a rural town of Rolling Fork, Mississippi, killing 26 people. Racial disparities existed in Rolling Fork for decades. Many residents were poor. They had low access to information or even internet services. They were priced out of the insurance coverage, and their mobile homes weren't properly retrofitted. I'm going, this is like the majority in some of these rural areas in the South. People live in mobile homes, double wide. It doesn't matter what color you are.
Yeah.
Tornado went, oh, white section, go left.
Here's the white people who get caught in this are an acceptable casualty for the white supremacist cabal. You know, so in this, they're able to go ahead and engineer and control the climate by producing a tornegro. And this tornegro is going to come down, and it's going to target black people who are too stupid to run into their basement or get out of the way. And, you know, if there's white people around them, to make it plausible, we got to make sure that we take some of them out too, to make it look like we're not the ones doing it. But we all know at the end of the day, it was a tornado seeking black people.
Okay. All right. One last one. I'm just going to let you have fun with this. I'm just going to read the title and let you roll. Alvin Bragg said today that he promises not to prosecute theft to establish racial equity. I'm still scratching the inside of my head.
I know. You're thinking about sandpaper? Oh, let me.
I can't get that out now.
So basically what Alan, it sounds like to me, man, what he's, Mr. Bragg has said, is that it's black people committing all of the crime. we gotta balance this out. So no more prosecuting black people so we can have equality. You know, it's, okay, gotcha. Thanks a lot, Mr. Bragg.
They're so self-aware, unaware. It's pathetic. It actually is reaching that point of being extremely pathetic. Anyway, we got to go. Thanks for making me laugh. I mean, I think the same thing when I see these things. And you go, they're just brain dead. They're playing with one brain cell. They have to be. All right, Alfonso, Rachel, quick. Where can they find you? Quick.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. Hope to see you guys there.
Get his music, people. Support him. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.